CBS News Brief. President Trump says the number of federal workers accepting his buyout offer is 5 to 10% short of the goal he was hoping to hit.
75,000 is a lot of people, and we paid them well. You know, we gave them a lot of months of severance pay, if you call it that.
Trump also announced his reciprocal tariffs on imported cars will begin April 2nd. Investigators now say the crew of the Army helicopter that collided with an American Airlines jet last month may not have heard an order to pass behind the plane. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
We will issue an urgent safety recommendation. If we see that something needs to be acted on immediately, we won't wait till the end of the investigation.
In Italy, CBS's Seth Doan reports Pope Francis has been hospitalized with severe bronchitis.
He has been keeping his busy schedule. We saw him outside presiding at Mass on Sunday, and outside Mass, it has been kind of chilly in Rome. And we've seen him breathless a few times over the last 10 days.
The Pope is 88. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Scammers don't seem to take a day off, and elders are often a target. The grandparent scam has been making the rounds again in our area. The caller claims to be a loved one asking for bond money because they've been in a car accident. They'll try to explain why they don't sound like your loved one by saying they were injured in the crash or they're suffering from a cold. If you receive a call like this, do not give them any personal information and contact the police. Another scam to watch out for. If you like to visit Ho-Chunk Gaming in Wisconsin Dells, be warned, they do not have a mobile app. If you see an app that says Ho-Chunk Gaming Casino Official online, it is a scam. A former Capitol Police officer speaks in Green Bay about January 6th. Lisa Hale has more.
Harry Dunn, author, activist, and former U.S. Capitol Police officer, has called out legislators, candidates, and leaders who do not condemn the over 1,500 pardons issued for the January 6th insurrectionists by President Donald Trump.
Listen, anytime I get the opportunity to push back against individuals that are downplaying, whitewashing, diminishing, flat out lying or trying to erase what happened that day, what me and my coworkers went through, that fails to condemn these pardons. That should be easy. That should be easy. It's not left or right. It's right or wrong.
Dunn was in Green Bay last week, encouraging people to get involved with democracy locally. There's a Red Cross blood drive at McMillan Memorial Library next week, Thursday, February 20th, from 10 to 3. You can register at redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It's the NBA All-Star Game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Damian Lillard was just 9 years old when his father took him to the NBA All-Star Game at the Oakland Arena, not far from where they lived. They saw Tim Duncan, Shaquille O'Neal. This weekend, at age 34, Lillard will perform in his ninth All-Star Game as a player just across the bay in San Francisco.
Something that I'm extremely proud of, proud to be a part of it. And just being in that environment and so many people that I grew up with, that I grew up around, and you know, people who really know me and know my background and my story to be able to see how far I've come. I'm excited for them to be able to see that.
College basketball, big game for Wisconsin tomorrow, taking on number 7th ranked Purdue in West Lafayette. Game time at noon. Greg Gard was on the Jim Rome Show.
I think just how this roster was intentionally put together, and then it's up to the players to perform and bond together and grow, and this group has done a terrific job of that.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Valentine's Day is the ideal moment to truly show your love and appreciation for the special people in your life. At Wham! Incorporated, you'll find a wide range of personalized gifts, including custom apparel, heartfelt cards, and more. Imagine wrapping your loved ones in a cozy blanket adorned with their favorite photos. What a beautiful way to celebrate your bond. This Valentine's Day, don't miss the chance to make a lasting impression. Contact Wham! Incorporated today and create a one-of-a-kind gift that will be cherished forever.
Got pain? Curamin is your safe, effective answer. Curamin from Terry Naturally doesn't just mask pain. It gets to the source and stops it. Get results or your money back. Got pain? Get Curamin.
From Family Natural Foods, proud sponsor of Playmakers, live from 5 to 6 p.m. every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Curamin is for the use of occasional muscle pain due to exercise or overuse.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, snow will come down. It could be heavy at times, and we'll pick up about 3 to 5 inches of accumulation, maybe more in pockets, low around 15. For Saturday, snow before noon, then cloudy skies and a high near 27. Sunday's high around 15.
It's 21 right now.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to WFHR's Playmakers. Hope you're having a great Friday afternoon out there. Short edition of the show today. New theme music. Yeah. Welcome to the show, everybody. We got a half an hour to hang out with you. We're going to have some fun while we're at it, too. Thanks so much to our sponsors, Quality Plus Printing, Family Natural Foods, for giving us the chance to hang out with you guys a couple hours a week, talk sports, have some fun, have some camaraderie. That's what this is about. It's people being able to talk and have some conversation and getting away from some of the stuffiness and the you take this take and I'll take this take go, or some of the whininess that can go on with sports talk radio. We just have fun here. We do it a little differently. We enjoy that, and we're able to thanks to those sponsors and all you great listeners out there. Feel free to call up. Hit us in the numbers, 424-2600. We'll be here with you for a half an hour. We are your tailgate. We are your pregame right into Wisconsin men's hockey as they are taking on Ohio State tonight. Going to be a good one. Going to be taking a look at the Badgers, how they're looking in the Big Ten right now, too. I got that coming up. And speaking of Badgers, we're going to talk Badgers basketball as well. Big game tomorrow, as you heard Mike Clemens talking about. Want to get into that as well. So we got plenty to get into, but I want to know what you guys are thinking about. If you happen to see at least the article, and I'm sorry, my computer is just acting up a little bit because it's a Friday. It's done. My computer's done, man. It's like, look, it's Friday. What are we even doing? What are we doing? Like, let's just take the time off. But you got to work, man. You got to work like I do. So I saw an article about Brandon Woodruff talking about his return, his expected return, that is, and how he has exceeded his expectations Friday when he faced hitters for the first time since late in 2023. The two-time All-Star who injured his shoulder back in September against the Marlins threw 20 pitches for batting practice today, which, you know, certainly doesn't seem like much. I'm sure to Brandon it doesn't seem like much. Until you take into consideration what he's doing and how we kind of normalized what pitchers do and what they are. Quote from Brandon, obviously, I was nervous and jittery. It's the first time in a year and a half, but I felt good. I think it went a lot better than I expected it to. I needed this. I needed to face hitters. Woodruff said his immediate focus was to build on his process, and he didn't know when he might face batters in spring training, so still building to that, of course. But if he is back, and let's go ahead and say you got a 75-80% Brandon Woodruff. Yeah, Father Time is undefeated. Injuries pile up. You never know what you're guaranteed. Do you think the Brewers, who have World Series expectations and hopes, this is a team that, regardless of what they've done in free agency or with their pocketbook, that doesn't matter to that coach, their manager. That doesn't matter to the coach, doesn't matter to those players. And they've proven that. When's the last big-name free agent that Milwaukee has gone out and signed? And yet they have continued to win and win that division. So there's no doubt in my mind that that team believes, especially when you see how other teams do, forget about the Dodgers, forget about the Yankees, the Mets, the Padres. We have seen plenty of times in recent history, teams go out of their way to spend all the money in the world to win the offseason, and what happens? It doesn't matter. You got to play the games. You got 162 to play. And I trust Pat Murphy. I trust that coaching staff and these players to be able to pull something out, to be able to do something. Now, you tell me that you're going to go into this with a Nestor Cortez that I think is going to have the Milwaukee pitching staff support and something to prove. A Freddie Peralta who just seems to keep going and giving you everything he's got. They got some nice rookies that they're pulling up. And on top of that, a Brandon Woodruff to add to that rotation. Oh, you're working with something there. You got something. Let's say Brandon Woodruff is able to come back this season, and it certainly looks like he's going to. But let's say it's not right away, not out the gate. They're going to take their time doing it. Because of the expectations that Milwaukee has, and the hopes that they have. Do you think they'd be better off letting Brandon Woodruff kind of, we'll bring it back kind of after the All-Star break or something like that, and kind of almost saving him? I've heard some talk about this with, you know, older players here and there more and more. And especially players coming off of injuries, and not just in baseball. They're talking about it with Travis Kelce. I would say for a good part of the year, I don't know how much it was in the, you know, on ESPN or whatever else, but Aaron Donald, they were talking about, hey, Aaron Donald's just sitting back there. He's in good shape. He's ready to go for the Rams if they're going to make a playoff run. And, you know, they did and still didn't see any Aaron Donald. So I don't know if there's too much to that or not. But I am curious what you guys think. And what are your hopes or your expectations for Brandon Woodruff? And a guy who, he comes back and he even does, you know, a portion of the kind of things he was doing before. Keep in mind, he was 5-1 with a 2.28 ERA before the injury. So he comes back and he has a good, let's say, good another 5-6 seasons with the Brewers. He could go down as one of the better Brewers of all time. He really could. I'm not saying he's going to go into the Brewer Hall of Fame, have his number retired. I don't mean that. I just mean that his wanting to stay with this team, his loyalty to this team, and the loyalty from the team to him, you don't see that every day. You don't see that as much anymore. That's very noteworthy. I think it's pretty cool. There's a great article on him, a couple of them out there. Go ahead and I encourage you to go check out those interviews because he's a good talker too. And it's fun to see that he's having fun, that he is enjoying being back with the boys, being out there, and the potential of what could happen. A lot of spring training talk going on right now, certainly. There's plenty to talk about. And let's be honest. I think that energy and that excitement that you have for football, the crossover fans that like football into baseball or basketball or hockey or whatever, I think that energy you take into baseball, you take into these sports. For me, it's into basketball, but I know for the majority of people, it's baseball. And I like baseball. I'm a big baseball guy. There's been some interesting moves. It has been a really boring offseason, let's be honest. The Juan Soto thing was, you know, just a bunch of something to talk about, really. There wasn't too many big moves, but there is some interesting things that have happened recently, like Alex Bregman signing with the Boston Red Sox. Red Sox have made some moves in the offseason, I think kind of quietly in some ways. The Garrett Crockett trade was noteworthy to me, obviously, because I'm a White Sox guy. I'm the last White Sox fan in the world, I think. I think it's me and like two other people. But I noticed that trade, and they added Walker Buehler this offseason. So nice moves there. And adding Bregman to that, I don't know. I don't know if that's a division winner, let alone a World Series winner or anything. But Red Sox haven't done too much recently, so it's interesting there. I will say, as long as I mentioned the White Sox, there is a nice young piece on that team that is could do some damage out there, especially because he's a lefty. Noah Schultz, go ahead and look him up. He's talented. He's tall, lanky, left-hander, devastating stuff. And become probably the most dominant pitcher of this time right now of the staff. But the White Sox have had a history of having some nice young pitchers come up and do some good. One of my favorite pitchers of all time, Black Jack, Jack McDowell, Chris Sale. So it could be one thing for me to look forward to out of the long, long baseball season. And also, of course, living vicariously through my brother and all you Brewer fans out there. When they're looking at guys that are going to step up, guys that could, you know, maybe make some moves, do something. There's a couple of guys that stand out, I think, on the Brewers. But there's also the obvious. You know, you're going to be paying attention to Jackson Chourio and seeing how he comes back, how he is in his second season. Certainly looking at a couple of others. But I'm going to have my eyes on Christian Yelich. I want to see him tap into what he was tapping into last year before the injuries. And not for nothing, I wish him nothing but health and nothing but the best in life. But I think that anybody who even is a diehard Christian Yelich fan will tell you he's 33 and that back ain't getting much better. So for whatever we have of him left, and man, I hope it's 200 games next season. I hope they go into the playoffs and he keeps playing. He's perfectly healthy. But none of that is guaranteed. I'm going to be keeping an eye on him, seeing how he's doing. And enjoying his play. I like him as a player. I like his style of play. I like the way he approaches the game. So I'm going to have a lot of my attention on that and seeing how that develops and how he goes. That team, I don't know if you would say he is a motor for that team. And he's much more than a spark plug. But he's an important piece. And, you know, again, you got a young team that is looking to build on a strong last season. And unlike in Green Bay, where the Packers have the very same storyline just about, what I feel like Milwaukee has that Green Bay could use is just some more vets, just some more veteran, and obviously not knuckleheads, veteran, good leaders, good guys that approach the game well. It doesn't have to be all-stars, doesn't have to be Pro Bowlers, doesn't have to be anything like that. But I think you need a more accountable and a tougher team in Green Bay. And I think you don't have to look very far, a couple hours south to Milwaukee, to see what that's like. Compare Pat Murphy to Matt LaFleur, which is not fair. It's two different sports and two very different human beings. But to my point, I've never heard Pat Murphy whine. I've heard him yell. I've heard him get very angry. I've heard him distraught. I've heard him frustrated. But I've never heard him whine. I don't know the last time I saw Matt LaFleur on the sidelines not whining or in a press conference. And I don't think that leadership starts at the top. I can't expect the players to be handling things a certain way if the coach is not doing it. I don't think it's a coincidence that Milwaukee, despite them not opening that checkbook like they should and add some pieces to this team, they just keep going out there. No excuses. Keep winning. Keep doing their thing. And I think the majority of that begins and ends with Pat Murphy. The accountability sure does, and that's from Pat. That's from Coach. I think you need that over there. And there is an interesting thought there with that as well, as we kind of segue into football talk a little bit here. The Myles Garrett is one of the better defensive players of his era. He is good. He is consistent. As consistent as a pass rusher can be. You're going to have games where it doesn't, you know, you don't see anything on the stat sheet, and then you're going to have games where they have four sacks and two turnovers and things like that. But Myles Garrett has also been similar to Joe Thomas in Cleveland and quiet. There's been some, unlike Joe Thomas, there's been some stuff off the field that have happened with him and everything. But you haven't heard him asking for a trade or complaining or anything like that. Until now, Myles Garrett took to social media, requested a trade. They're looking. He is out there and able to look for teams that are interested, very similar to Deebo Samuel in San Francisco. If you can bring a Myles Garrett in, it's going to cost you a pick. It's going to cost you a couple picks probably. But say you can bring him in and also get out of a contract, a big contract or something. I'd have to look at the Jair Alexander one a little bit, but that's a guy I don't want. If I'm a Green Bay fan, I never want to see Jair Alexander in a Green Bay Packer uniform again. Period. Not for that price. He got to take a pay cut. If he's going to take a pay cut, it might be a little bit different. But one of the more ridiculous contracts I will ever see in my life is that deal that Jair Alexander got. And I will say that to anybody. I'm not even talking about in hindsight. Even at the time, I didn't think it was that smart. So I think you can get out of the books from something like that. Certainly not bad. It's not like you're going to be able to hustle Cleveland here. I don't mean it that way. But they do this all the time where they'll send over a piece just to kind of make it work contractually. I do think that whether it is Miles Garrett or Max Crosby or insert name here, you need a game wrecker. You need a guy who is going to punch you in the mouth. The rest of the defense can follow that. You have a guy like that, and your Edgerrin Coopers and your Xavier McKinneys and all those guys go up five spots. It's like they take a serum or something and they just get that much better because you have that game wrecker out there. I'd be reaching out to every one of these teams and trying to find the best deal for my team. But I'm not settling until I'm starting training camp and I'm bringing in one of these guys. I'd be reaching out to Dallas. Hey, well, Micah Parsons seems unhappy. What do you guys want for him? I mean, it doesn't hurt to try. And I think if you're Gutekunst, if you're this team, you've got to. Because and it's hard to imagine right now with the weather the way it is and everything. I don't think if you gave me the top five coaches that have a hot seat or a warm seat or whatever verb you want to use, Matt LaFleur's got to be in there. There's no way he can't be in there. He's done look at his record, look at what he has done in his career. Now put him on a different team. And not the team that you root for, not the team that you know and love. Put him on a different team. Tell me he doesn't belong in a hot seat. It's what this is sports. Nick Sirianni was on the hot seat up until he won. And he's still on one. They're still talking about it in Philly. Listen to Philly Sports Talk Radio right now. They're still talking about, I don't know about Sirianni. So, I mean, I don't think anybody is under more pressure in the Green Bay organization next season than Matt LaFleur. Jordan Love's got his pressures, sure. He's also got his money. That ain't going nowhere. Like, you got a lot of guaranteed money. There's some players, there's some coaches, sure, that are under some pressure, but nobody is under more pressure than Matt LaFleur, and nobody should want to be under more pressure than Matt LaFleur. That's the job. That's why you get paid the big bucks. And I think they got to bring in some toughness. Look at the NFL. Look at the direction it's going. Look at the way this game is played since the dawn of football. Anybody who has been watching the game for just, say you just picked it up this season and this was your first year watching football, they would tell you, well, that offensive line seems important. Oh, that defensive line seems important. Oh, it seems like the teams that win are able to punch people in the mouth. It seems like the people that win can take a punch and keep going and not just sit there and whine and ask for flags. Because that stuff catches up to you. Caught up to Kansas City. I've seen Jalen Hurts, who I'm not going to get a Jalen Hurts jersey. I wouldn't put Jalen Hurts in the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL, probably. But that kid wins. That kid is tough. You see him once in a while. You see every single quarterback in history ask for a flag here and there. Joe Montana was doing that. Ben Roethlisberger was doing that, and the man was half tree. All these guys do it. But you don't, the tush push, the things he puts his body through, what he was going through in that NFC Championship game, I didn't even think he was coming back out there. Puts his head down, keeps winning. Right now in Philadelphia, he is smoking a cigar with the Lombardi Trophy. Right this second, that's what he's doing. This game, football is difficult. It's hard. There's more about it than I will never understand. But there's one thing that I get. You cannot play that game soft. You cannot play that game whiny. And you need game wreckers. You need them all over. But you definitely need at least one on that defense if you're going to have any chance. We see what happens when teams have them and when they lose them, or any of the above. Got to do it. Got to make that happen. If you're Gutekunst, you've got to make that happen in this offseason. You got to bring in one of these guys. If there's some great pieces in the draft, that's great. You know, you could always do what the Green Bay tradition of moving up in the draft. That's fine. That kid, whoever that kid is not going to come into the league with the veteran status that these other guys do and the respect that they do that they have. Big Ten hockey going on in just a little bit. But taking a look at Big Ten basketball, of course, the big one tomorrow, number 16 Wisconsin at Lafayette to take on number 7 Purdue. We'll have that game for you right here at WFHR. Looking forward to playing it for you. Be sure to join us for that. In minutes from now, we'll have Wisconsin men's hockey at Ohio State. And over on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI, join us as the puck drops at 7 tonight and tomorrow night. River Kings Hockey. Join the boys of winter as they build hockey up and down the river. RiverKingsHockey.com. Get your tickets. Asante Outlaws in town. Let's show them what home ice advantage is. Fill the Southwood County Rec Center, everybody. And if you can't, join Mike on the call. Chuck and Seth are going to run the board for you. It's going to be good. Going to be a rough one out there, too, everybody. So please, wherever you're traveling, whatever you're doing tonight, if you have to travel, please be careful out there. We're thinking of you, sending you good vibes. And encourage you to check out the Southwood County Empty Bowls event going on tomorrow. That event runs 11 to 2 over at Focus at 2321 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. One of the better events we get to have in this area. And speaking of which, the Historic Point Boss has their Wakely's Winter Feast going on tomorrow. Gathering will begin at 4:50 dinner. This meal will consist of domestic wild game and two domestic meats. Go check it out and get your tickets and find out more at historicpointboss.com. This will take place at the Nacusa Community Center. We will have, of course, Badger hockey on for you in a little bit here. Badgers are sitting at 5th in the Big Ten. Right behind Michigan, Ohio State, Minnesota, and Michigan State. So this game against Ohio State, it's a good one. It's a good one. Need this. Need some points off of this one. I would feel pretty good about it if I was the Badgers going into this one. And as far as basketball goes, Wisconsin at number 4 in the Big Ten. Right behind Michigan, Purdue, and Michigan State. So clearly this is a game... Win or lose, you really get to see how you match up with a Purdue and see how this team responds to that. Well, Purdue is having a really solid year, even after losing a Zach Edey and stuff. So it's impressive what they're doing over there, not making anything light of it. But Wisconsin has impressed me just as much. They're on a 3-game winning streak right now. Purdue just lost. This is the time. Blood in the water. Get after them. Should be a good one. Again, we will have that game for you right here at WFHR. Tomorrow at 11, our pregame will kick off. And then again, River Kings hockey on WIRI at 7 o'clock. Right here at 7 o'clock, we'll have Wisconsin men's hockey wrap up that series with Ohio State. Got some great hockey on the radio dial here in minutes. Looking forward to that. Trying to see here if they're going to just go to it or if I should do something on my end. Honestly, it's been a while. It's been a while since I did this, so I'm not sure. We do have a minute to kill, though. If anybody wants to call up, I'd love to hear from you. You can go ahead and reach out to me. Feel free. I'd like to know what you think of the Badger hockey and basketball team. And men's and women's, by the way. This is the time of year. Now we're able to talk more of this. We don't have as much football on the mind, and some of our bandwidth is up. And that's another one that I want to get into with you guys sometime as I bring up a 20-minute topic with 5 seconds left. But getting into the bandwidth that we have for sports and how much you can take in. Now, it's not that we don't love these other sports, but when football's on, we know we only have a limited time with it. I think it takes up all of our bandwidth. We have taken up all your time. Thank you so much for joining us today, everybody. Wisconsin Badger hockey coming up at Ohio State to take on the Buckeyes. on Wisconsin. Have yourselves a great, safe, fun night out there. Everybody be good to each other, and we'll talk to you soon and later next week right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, are you exhausted, tired, fed up? We get it, but we want you to get involved. Luann Bird is going to join us to talk about ways to keep going. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is locally grown radio.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
We got something going here in Madison. Power play goal, Simon Tassi. 2-1 Wisconsin. Stops one and another again to his left. He scores. Oh, he ripped that one over the glove hand. William Grima, like an octopus in a broom closet.
We are America's college hockey capital.
The relentless
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Hockey fans from the Schottenstein Center in Columbus, Ohio, welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Tonight, the Badgers open a two-game weekend series against the eighth-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes. Adam Morrison is our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. Paul Capobianco from UW Athletic Brand Communications alongside. I'm Brian Posick. Well, the Badgers start the weekend with an 11-16-3 overall record and a 6-13-1 mark in the Big Ten after dropping a pair of games at home last weekend to Penn State 2-0 and 6-2. The Badgers have now lost four games in a row and have scored only five goals in that span while giving up 17. Currently in fifth place in the Big Ten, 4 points behind Michigan for fourth place, which would get you home ice for the first round of the Big Ten tournament. The Wolverines open a huge series at home against Minnesota tonight. Meanwhile, Steve Rolick and the Buckeyes are 18-8-2, 11-6-1 in the league, good for third place, 4 points behind second place Minnesota, six clear of the fourth place Wolverines. Ohio State won a pair of 5-1 decisions at Notre Dame last weekend, 5-4-1 in its last 10 Big Ten games, but 12th in the country in scoring, 11th in the nation in goals against average. Steve Rolick has put together a pretty fine season so far. We'll talk more about the Buckeyes coming up, but Paul, the Badgers need to find a way to get back on track. The playoffs are coming up rather quickly.
They sure are, and it kind of feels like a bell curve season so far. The beginning of the year, the Badgers started at 2-8. Took a little bit of time to get going. They got it figured out for a while. The next 10, they went 7-2-1, and things are looking pretty good. Got close to 500 a couple times. Never quite got there, but they were in the mix for home ice and Big Ten and NCAA tournament bid, believe it or not. And then the last four have kind of set the Badgers back a little bit. And there's reasons, excuses, or whatever you want, but it's very interesting that since Quinn Finley got taken down by Michigan, he scored one time, and the Badgers went on a four-game losing streak after that series. Daniel Loch went out, and the Badgers have gone 6-2, I believe it is,
yep,
since he's gone out. So two key guys have gotten banged up, and again, that's not the whole thing. It's a team game, and your team's got to play better, but it's somewhat coincidental that those are the couple of key guys that had things happen. But the Badgers can lean on the fact that they did turn that around. They went just two wins in the first 10, and then they turned around and started playing really good hockey. The goaltending got better. Badgers started scoring from depth. And the Badgers kind of have that to lean on when they know, like, hey, we've gone through this before this year. We've come out of it. And so there's some, that gives the team a little bit of confidence.
Yep. Badgers, though, have had problems in this building over the years. And earlier this season, in fact, the first series of the Big Ten season back in October, Ohio State went to Madison and swept the Badgers, winning 2-1 in overtime and 2-1 in regulation. Making his collegiate debut in goal tonight for the Badgers, freshman netminder Anton Castro. Head coach Mike Hastings will tell us more about that as our pregame show continues from Columbus after this. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones front Wisniewski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Initiative and the Ad Council.
We're at the Schottenstein Center in Columbus, Ohio. Wisconsin and Ohio State open a weekend series tonight, joined by Badgers head coach Mike Hastings. And Mike, I know it's been a struggle here the last couple of weeks with four straight losses as head coach. You obviously take accountability for that. Your players should and do as well. As a head coach, though, when you go through stretches like this, and you haven't had a lot, but when you do go through stretches like this, not only are you trying to be a teacher, but a mentor, a parent, a friend, trying to get them back in the groove of things to help them feel better about themselves. Isn't that right?
Yeah, a lot of it is, you know, they come to coaches, they come to support mentors for answers, you know, and so you've got to have some for them. And they've got to be legitimate. They've got to hold water. And, you know, you ask them to do the same thing that you're trying to do, and that's just be accountable and look in a mirror and, hey, can we do better? And make sure you learn from the mistakes that you have and then hold yourself accountable moving forward. And, you know, our group this year through the peaks and valleys, and we're in a valley again, has done a pretty good job of that. And so we've had a few things that have gotten away from us. One, I think we need to find a way to make a save when we need a save, make the ones that we should. And then we've got to give more collectively support to our goaltenders as far as our offensive commitment. And through that, I think we'll become a much better hockey team. And we're, as I've said to the staff and for people out there that might think I'm nuts, we're not that far away, but yet we're quite a ways from getting to where we want to get to. And that is getting all this together, getting off to a good start, and trying to make sure we capitalize on the opportunity that we're playing a team that's ahead of us in our league right now.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, the pucks are not going in the back of the net, but oftentimes it's, all right, let's play better defense. Maybe that leads to something the other way, right?
Yeah, and you know what? It's the philosophy there is just when you have the puck, it's a hell of a lot easier to play offense, you know? So, you know, we haven't gotten too loose as far as, I don't know, in the last 8-9 games, I don't think we've given up 30 shots on net, but some of that difference is quality of opportunities, and then what happens to you when you get punched in the nose? Can you find a way to answer that bell? And that's going to be our challenge this week. We just want to get off to a good start here at Ohio State so we can put ourselves in a good position to try and extend a lead instead of chasing one.
Badgers and the Buckeyes. More with Mike Hastings in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey there, Badger fans. It's Owen Lundmark, center from Wisconsin Men's Hockey. We're ready to amp up our game this season, and we want you in our corner. You can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the ice. As a member, you'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today and become a key player in our winning community.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Covers are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/CoversZamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Covers Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, the Covers gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Covers, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
The Badgers and the Buckeyes coming up here in just a bit. Mike Hastings is with us. You were talking about goaltending in the opening segment of your pregame show, and you're going to go with freshman Anton Castro tonight. Tommy Scarfone has had the bulk of the load. We've seen William Grama as well, but now we get a chance, fans get a chance to listen or watch tomorrow on the Big Ten Network this young man who came from Fargo two and a half years there with a force and put up some pretty good numbers. Tell us about what you've seen from Anton Castro since he came on campus to work. You are at this point.
Yeah, you know what? He went from being a young goaltender in a spot that he wasn't used to as far as just the details. You know, he played for Nick Oliver, so Nick's got a relationship with him. He's built one with Coach Murdoch. Ended up having to sharpen the T and cross the I's of his details on his dailies. And he's become a guy that whether he is going into the net or not, at taking responsibility for his work ethic every day. And so he has strung that together. He has earned the opportunity that he has tonight. And I think the guys will be excited about playing in front of him.
Yeah. I know Tommy Scarfone disappointed, obviously. He'd like to play every single game, but he's also a veteran. He's gone through this. He's gone through peaks and valleys, much like your team has.
It's life. You know, and the one thing about Tommy and our group, they've been okay taking accountability as we all need to. And you know what? It's an opportunity. You can look at it a lot of different ways, but at the end of the day, it's a great opportunity for him. Our team's got to surround him and play their tails off for him. And you know, at the end of the game, we'll understand where we're at. And I just think the kid's done a good enough job at working on his dailies and earning the respect of the guys in that locker room to have the opportunity that he has tonight.
And like to see the guys play for him too, right?
Yeah. And you know what? You go back to the last game. game. We get off to a good start. We don't get a shot block. We lose a faceoff. You know, there's a lot of things that we can do a little bit better when whomever is between the posts to make sure that anything that's getting to the net is something that's of a quality that we want to keep from the outside. And anything we can do to keep it from getting there, we have to.
And finally, Ohio State. Here's a team that not too many people thought highly of when the season began, but Steve Rolick has put together a nice club. 18 wins, third place in the Big Ten. They don't beat themselves either, do they?
No, and they defend. You know, their goaltending, they've had two guys that have gone out and put up really good numbers. I think they did a really good job through the transfer portal. The guys that they've brought in have been very productive. Two of them are playing on their top unit. And they added another one back at the blue line. So, you know what? For us, it's the focus on us and going out and controlling what we get to control and get off to a good start.
That's head coach Mike Hastings. Wisconsin and Ohio State right around the corner. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media Station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S., If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are, in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Rob Dees, the Madison artist and educator, adds his own twist to Black History Month.
For me, it's always a responsibility to be Black History every day. I appreciate the month, and I'm going to celebrate it to the fullest, but it's also an importance that to be Black History every day.
Rob lives what he says, too. One example: mentoring troubled kids who embrace their own stories and share through the power of hip-hop music.
Trying to get kids to really understand their story is important, their struggle is important. I've often heard the word inspiration associated with what I do, but like, my biggest hope of inspiration is to inspire others. And I feel like these babies are the future, so we gotta inspire them.
Rob is lifting up the next generation while still honoring the past. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here in Columbus, getting ready for the Badgers and the Ohio State Buckeyes. Steve Rolick in his 12th season at the helm of OSU. 215 wins, 171 losses, and 45 ties. A fella that, of course, was a captain of the Wisconsin's 1990 National Championship team. A team that was picked by elite coaches to finish last this season in the Big Ten. It's amazing. You know, I know oftentimes the media is criticized for not knowing anything, and that criticism is warranted. But then when the coaches pick Ohio State to finish last, oftentimes they'll tell you, well, we had to pick somebody last, right?
Oh, for sure. And you know, looking, you kind of base a lot of things off of the last year and what you think is going to happen. And nowadays with transfers and things like that, like teams can change things quickly. And Ohio State, just the way they play, they've got it figured out, kind of bought into what they do in defensive end and got some key contributions for some transfer that's been really helped them turn things around.
Yeah, a couple of the transfers from Northeastern, Gunnar Wolf-Fontaine, their leading point getter, 29 points with 12 goals this season. He's played 160 collegiate games and put up 126 points. Riley Thompson, a transfer from Anchorage, 6 goals in his last 6 games. He's their leading sniper with 14 goals. Also, you look in the back end, a former RIT defenseman, Aiden Hansen-Bukata, has 20 points, 2 points shy of 100 for his career. That's pretty good for a blue liner. And their starting goaltender tonight, Logan Turnus, he played for the Buckeyes last year, but he started his career at UConn. So Steve Rolick has fortified his roster for sure through the transfer portal. This is a team that started the season 7-0-1. They got swept at Michigan State, swept Lindenwood before losing a pair at Princeton, then went on a 5-game winning streak that included a victory over Michigan at the frozen confines at Wrigley Field, split with Minnesota in January, lost 5 of 6 points on the road at Penn State, but since then, Ohio State has bounced back to win 3 of the last 4, including an impressive 4-2 win at home here against Michigan State. The Buckeyes are 10-2-1 at home this season. On the road, the Badgers are 4-7, 4-5 in league play. Wisconsin and Ohio State will check the rest of the Big Ten and set the line charts for you in 2 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Well, just 3 weekends left in the Big Ten's regular season, and Michigan State has a 5-point lead atop the conference standings over Minnesota. Ohio State in third place, 9 points off the pace, 4 behind the Gophers. Michigan in fourth place with 28 points, so 6 points out of third. 4 points ahead of 5th place Wisconsin. Penn State moving up, 20 points, winners of 6 of their last 9, 2 ties, only 1 loss in that span for the Nittany Lions, who play host to last place Notre Dame. The Fighting Irish 3-14-1 in the league, guaranteed to finish last. Looks like a first round matchup with Minnesota in the Big Ten tournament. Michigan State is idle this weekend, and meanwhile the Badgers are still in striking distance of catching Michigan for fourth place in the Big Ten. And you never thought you'd ask or want the Gophers to help you out, but that's what Badger fans are hoping for a little help from the Golden Gophers this weekend.
Yeah, I think Badgers with both of those teams in that series. I think they'd love them to both lose, but that's not possible. Yes, a four-point lead for Michigan. You're looking for, you get a game or two here and hopefully some help, and you're right back in the race. You're also, at this point, you're looking in the rear of your mirror a little bit. You mentioned Penn State. They got two less games played, and they're right on the heels of the Badgers playing Notre Dame this week. So a lot of stuff going on around. Focus here, and you've got to figure out some wins.
Yeah, somehow Penn State leapfrogs Wisconsin, and the Badgers fall into sixth place. They most likely would be back here in Columbus playing Ohio State in the first full weekend of the month of March. Let's take a look at our UW Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Cody Laskowski, the transfer from RIT, will miss another weekend of action. He's had some issues with a lower body injury and missed five straight games, returned, played last Friday, but could not go on Saturday. Cody did not make the trip. Senior defenseman Daniel Lodge done for the season. He had hip surgery back in January. Luke Buss, happy birthday. 22nd birthday for Luke Buss. He's a healthy scratch tonight, along with fellow freshman Adam Pietola. We look at the quick trip lineups here tonight. First for Mike Hastings and the Badgers. Mike, in his 13th season overall, 336 wins, 137 losses, and 30 ties. His starting goaltender, 22-year-old Anton Castro, making his collegiate debut, the 6'1 freshman from Mendota Heights, Minnesota, did play one period, actually a period plus overtime, in Wisconsin's exhibition game at Omaha back in October, and stopped all 13 shots he faced. He put together a solid career in 2.5 seasons in the USHL with the Fargo Force, part of a Clark Cup championship team last season. But again, this will be his first collegiate regular season start. Starting defensive pairs for the Badgers, Joe Palatichuk, the sophomore from Cottage Grove, Minnesota, along with Anthony Kerr, the fifth year from Winnipeg. Anthony playing in his 160th career game. And the starting forward line for the Badgers, left to right, junior Tyson Dick from Abbotsford, British Columbia. 3 goals, 10 points for Tyson this season. Christian Fitzgerald, the centerman from Coquitlam, the junior, has 6 goals and 15 points. And on the right wing, Kyle Kukkonen, the junior from Maple Grove, 8 goals, 17 points for Kukkonen in 30 games played. We'll also see Quinn Finley with Gavin Morrissey and Rylan Mosley. Sawyer Scholl, who's celebrating his 23rd birthday today, on the left wing with Captain Owen Lindmark, and right winger Jack Horbach, the junior from Naperville, Illinois, in his 100th collegiate game. And the fourth line tonight, freshman Ryan Botterill with sophomore Owen Mellenbacher and Simon Tassie. The other defensive pair is Ben Dexheimer with freshman Logan Hensler, Zach Scholes, and freshman Jack Phelan. Weston Knox, the freshman from Andover, Minnesota, the extra skater here tonight. First game for Weston since November 29th against Alaska Anchorage. For the Ohio State Buckeyes, starting in goal, 6-foot senior Logan Turnus, the transfer from UConn. He's 7-5-1 this season, a .223 goals against average, a .924 save percentage. Last weekend, Turnus stopped 68 of 70 shots in a sweep of Notre Dame and was named the Big Ten's number 2 star. In his last 3 starts, Turnus is 3-0, has allowed only 3 goals and a .969 save percentage. Starting defensive pair, freshman Chris Abel from Libertyville, Illinois, 7 assists so far for him. Nathan McBrayer from Dublin, Ohio, 4 goals, 8 points. He had a goal and an assist and was plus 6 against Notre Dame last weekend. Starting centerman Patrick Guzzo, the co-captain, in his 160th career game, 6'3", 200-pounder from Marysville, Michigan, has 7 goals and 12 points. The right winger, graduate student Joe Dunlap, 3 goals, 15 points for the Windham, New Hampshire native. And the left wing, 6-foot freshman Jack Rotzi from Kirkland, Quebec, former Madison Capital, who has 3 goals and 7 points. Their top line, though, Gunnar Wolf-Fontaine, Riley Thompson, Davis Burnside, very, very effective. And their third line features 2 Wisconsin natives, right winger Thomas Weiss of Madison, centerman Max Montez of Heartland. Montez had 3 goals and 2 game winners against Wisconsin in October at the Kohl Center. And then James Hong, a freshman from Irvine, California, spent last season in Madison with the USHL's Capitals. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The opening faceoff between Wisconsin and Ohio State, brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt, is coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. While attacks on democracy norms ensue in Washington, state legislatures have also been busy. We have updates from Utah, Kansas, Indiana, and the contested North Carolina Supreme Court race. Voting Rights Lab reports that the Utah House is considering HB 300, which forces mail-in ballot users to deliver their ballot not by mail, but by hand to an official polling place where an ID can be presented. The elderly, disabled, and other voters for whom returning by mail is their only option would need to seek special permission. HB 332 would withdraw Utah from the Cooperative Electronic Registration Data Center, the subject of far-right conspiracy theories. The Kansas Senate passed SB 4, which requires receipt of mail-in ballots by 7 p.m. Election Day to count, rather than the current 3 days after. An Indiana Senate committee advanced SB 284, shortening early in-person voting from 28 days to 14 days, ending at noon the day before Election Day. The full Senate passed SB 10, ending use of school-issued student identification as ID for voting. In North Carolina, a district court judge dismissed a claim by a state Supreme Court candidate that in a race he lost by 734 votes, as many as 65,000 voters were ineligible. A federal appeals court